Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back again to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I've been having a great time talking to all my interviewees today. It's been really quite something to hear about all these different businesses. And we are streaming stories every day, at least five new stories a day. And I want to thank my team for doing that. Nathan Gobes, Chris Gerald, always working hard behind the scenes. You guys have never seen their faces. I do. Well, not Chris as much, but our next guest, you know, this is a true entrepreneur as well, and one we all need during COVID. It's Obi Millay, CEO of The Cut. Okay. Well, you know, when we say The Cut, we're not talking about a weightlifting machine. We're talking, or a workout group. We're talking about our hair, correct?
Correct. Yep. The Cut is solely built for barbers and barbershops.
Right, because you're not going to get me to look cut, so.
I mean, you know, you can get your hair cut, then go to the gym afterwards.
I think it's a lot easier for me to get my hair cut than my body cut. But Obi, why don't you tell us about The Cut? Because it's kind of an innovative way to sort of arrange to get your hair cut.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me on, Jeffrey. And we're more than happy to share our story. So at The Cut, like I mentioned, we built software for barbers and barbershops. Barbers can use The Cut to manage their business, so run their schedule more efficiently. They can manage relationships with their customers and also accept digital payments. And on the other end, for people like you and I who are looking for a barber, we can now discover a barber, book 24/7 at our own convenience, and pay them all directly using the app.
This reminds me of somebody we've had on the show from Waves Car Wash that developed the car wash app. And he said it's better to have the car wash app than it is to have the car wash.
Honestly, it's wild because when our early days, I saw a few owners of car wash dealerships or just car wash companies using The Cut to manage like appointments and schedules. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
Similar technology. But that would then make me ask the question, is this a crowded and competitive field? And what would make you stand out?
Not necessarily. So their appointment scheduling would be beneficial in a variety of different industries, right? But what we found is that when you verticalize or specifically focus on a specific, on a certain industry, you're able to better build a brand that your users can identify with, and then you can further reach more of them because you're better suited to serve them. So there are other apps out there, but they kind of focus on the female dominated market. So you're talking about beauticians, estheticians, stylists. So not many people focus specifically on the barbershop market. And so that's where we've been able to corner this whole segment and build our brand here.
So you said barbershop, and I know there's always been that sort of two lanes on this street, barbershop and stylist.
Yep.
And barbershop tends to be a lot more male. Yep. And stylist tends to be more dominated by women, but also has men. Do you differentiate with what you're doing?
So that's exactly kind of how we've differentiated. Whereas most of the solutions on the market today is focused specifically on the beauty side. So that's the more female dominated side of the market. And so by focusing on barbers and barbershops, we've been able to one, build that brand specifically for barbers. And it's not even just males who are in barbershops now. Like there are a ton of women who go to barbershops now with the whole short hair, natural hair movement. So we've seen like just about like 20% of our users are female in that respect. So yeah, well, focusing specifically on barbers, we've been able to build a brand that they can identify with, which one helps us and helps them, because for customers like you and I, when we're looking for a barber, we trust The Cut as that place that's going to have the best barbers more than some of the other solutions that will showcase a variety of other stylists and professions in the beauty space.
Now, I've been given some of your numbers, and they're pretty impressive. So I want to ask you and then have you tell me if it's true. 65,000 barbers. That's a lot of barbers. That's more hair than I have. 1.7 million users. That's a lot of users. And over 15,000 appointments. Is that correct?
Slightly outdated, but yes. Now we're closer to 70,000 barbers, 2 million users, and 18 million appointments have been booked.
Well, that's Nathan. He's a little outdated. He's an old-fashioned guy. So you can blame Nathan on that one.
You know, the numbers change. People download apps every day. So, you know, you can't keep on top of it.
So, Obi, is this your first venture into entrepreneurship? How did you get into this?
Technically, yes. I guess the first ever entrepreneurship experience I had was selling candy in high school out of my backpack. But this is my first actual business that I started. And it really just came out of personal need. My co-founder and I have been best friends from high school. And so we had both graduated college and went off to work in various places. I was in North Carolina. He was up in New York. But while we were gone, we both had such terrible haircut experiences. Like for myself, I had gone nearly 2 months without a haircut, which for me is entirely too long. And Kush, when he was gone, he had such a bad haircut that he ended up cutting his hair completely bald and then proceeded to go on strike and growing his hair out past shoulder length for 2 years. So like we both felt the problem pretty passionately. And so when we ended up moving back to Virginia around 2015, we had both bonded, just talked about how bad it was and realized that with our experience now that we might be the people who could build a solution. And so we got the talking and we got the talking and what, 3 months later, we released the first version of the app.
So you get, you just led me into my next question, Obi. Thank you, because I'm not that smart. The next question is, do you qualify your barbers or not? Is it just you sign, a barber signs up and then it's really up to the consumer to decide? Or do you have standards that you set?
No, for sure. And we have this review system that's built into the app that allows that system of accountability for barbers and then gives customers complete choice on who they want to go visit. So like barbers will create their profile and we don't verify, we don't require them to like submit their barber license or anything like that. But a barber can set up their profile. Those who choose to will showcase their license. And then they will add their photos. They'll add their photos, add their various services. And as a customer, we can then go and look through the reviews and ratings that other people have left, look through their photos and make sure they're quality that I want. And then from there, I can choose which barber I decide to go and visit.
And what's your revenue model? Do you make it on every appointment?
So we make money in two different ways. Barbers pay a monthly fee to use the platform. They pay for the management and then the discoverability. But then we also make money on transactions. So whenever people pay for haircuts through the app, we take a small fee.
So you're the Uber of haircutting.
Not technically, but in that same vein, yes. Barbers use us to manage a business. We make payments super seamless, but we can also have barbers come to you, but majority of barbers cut in shop.
Okay, well, I was complimenting you, so I hope you take it. I hope you take it.
No, for sure. Yeah, who wouldn't want to be like a Goliath like Uber?
I'm also wondering in COVID, you know, and I know people who are still not cutting their hair. I know some people who are going to get their hair cut in private at salons, you know, getting their temperature taken.
Yep.
Are you seeing a trend towards more hair cutting at home? Have you, because I'm sure you can track the statistical analysis of usage. And I'm wondering over the last 9 months, has usage changed?
Absolutely. Things have changed all throughout COVID, right? In the beginning of it, you saw so many more barbers who weren't allowed to cut in their shop. So they were cutting outdoors, they were cutting in their home and traveling to other clients. And we've continued to see that today. We even released a feature and during the summer to better facilitate that so we can denote when barbers were mobile and willing and happy to do like traveling services to make it easier for clients to book. So we've definitely seen trends like that occur. Will they last forever? That remains to be seen. They're still subject to barbershop culture and want to go into your shop, but we definitely see more and more barbers who will embrace traveling to customers and clients who are welcoming them to their homes.
Well, I have to tell you, before we go, my favorite haircut of all time, I don't even know if it was my best haircut, I went to Rome. And
wow.
And I said to my wife, I got to get my hair cut and shave here. And
yeah.
I found a barber. And it was I had an opera singer standing beside my chair singing to me. And I was there, I think my wife said I was there for like an hour and a half. And it was just-
That's an experience.
Right, because I think that's the way it is in those places. It's just It's more of the whole experience of going. And I would have to say that if I were to go again, I would take the time again. It was really something.
Absolutely.
And Americans do miss out on some of that pleasures of life, which you can have at a barbershop. But if someone's looking for you, Obi, and you know, you're quite charming and you're quite clearly an entrepreneur, how would they find you in The Cut?
For sure. You can follow us at The Cut app on IG and then at The Haircut app on Twitter. And yeah, download the app. If you're not a barber, tell your barber. If you know someone who needs a haircut, tell them about us. But yeah, happy to help whenever we can.
We got to get Chris Gerald, my producer, to get the app.
And absolutely.
And then we got to get him one of those shirts. He'll use it to play tennis.
For sure. Yeah, no, they're great shirts. They're super soft, super comfortable. And yeah, well, I'll make a personal reference and recommendation if need be.
All right. Well, we hope you come back again in the coming year and talk to us about how The Cut's doing. I want to thank you for being on Radio Entrepreneurs.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me, Jeffrey, and I look forward to coming on again soon.
Good. Take care and be healthy. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.